It's time for your favorite radio show, Dalama Insights, brought to you by Insight Partners Africa. Whether you are a business leader, manager, or director, then Dalama Insights offers business insights that take your business to the next level. With Dalama Insights every Tuesdays at 07:20 hours and Wednesdays at 17:30 hours, you are guaranteed to take your business to the next level. For details, WhatsApp 0977-445-064 or visit our website www.insightpartnersafrica.com.
Good evening and welcome to the Dalama Insights Business Show, a show that provides solutions to challenges faced by businesses at different levels of growth. I'm Mukonki Mukonkela from Inside Partners Africa, and I discuss issues that affect businesses with different experts and industry practitioners. This evening's topic: what investment opportunities are there for SMEs in Zambia, and where can I pitch my business idea? Comes from Samuel Tutuwe. To discuss this topic, I have Mr. Trevor Hambai, the Senior Managing Partner at Development Finances Associates. Good evening, Mr. Hambai, and thanks for joining us this evening. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. Good evening, Mukonki. I am glad to be here.
Okay, good. So, Mr. Hambai, like any other developing country, Zambia has many opportunities for people with great ideas to invest in. As clear as this is, I still come across people that ask what investment opportunities are there. From your work as a development expert, what opportunities for investment are available for Zambians, especially for local Zambian entrepreneurs?
The first aspect about seeing the opportunity is that obviously you must be an entrepreneur, and the entrepreneurs usually see these opportunities. And one of the key aspects about seeing an opportunity is the fact that you see a challenge within a community and you have found a solution, which is the greatest way to be able to generate revenue. The opportunities in the country are, everybody actually sees them. You see this from the influx of foreign organizations that come into the country to invest. This is because of the opportunities that are there. We have a lot of opportunities in the mining sector, in tourism, in agriculture. Very recently, about 2 weeks ago, there was a report that came out which was showing the countries with the most entrepreneurship growth within the African continent, and Zambia was rated among the first with Nigeria. So the opportunities are there. It's just a question of to what extent can we actually develop them.
Okay, now someone wants to know what investment opportunities are available. Do we have organizations established to help people like Samuel understand the investment opportunities that our country has?
He needs to network a bit. Firstly, he must obviously be registered with a specific association, business association, that is affiliated to the industry that he is in. That is the first place for you to be able to find the opportunities. Outside this, he can obviously be able to find the opportunities that are listed with Zambia Development Agency, which also has got a listing of opportunities that are there. Other than that, there are certain organizations which are smaller, but they are all basically networking organizations for which he needs to be associated with for him to be able to find those opportunities. Otherwise, it is an opportunity which he has generated himself, and he is going to ZDA to say, I'm looking for potential partners to support this investment idea.
Okay, for those that have never heard of ZDA, what is ZDA?
ZDA is a unit within the Ministry of Commerce. It's called the Zambia Development Agency, and it's basically a statutory body that is there to support SMEs in the country and develop into an entrepreneurship. It has got other services that it provides. That is where you also can be able to apply for an investment license, or you can also register as an SME, as an enterprise, or you are looking for potential partners from outside the country, you can also list there. So there are a number of services that they provide, but these ZDA is actually a government entity under the Ministry of Commerce and Trade.
Okay. Now, Samuel also wants to know where he can pitch his business idea. I'm assuming he has an investment opportunity he wants to exploit, and he may be looking to have his ideas supported either by equity or debt financing. What platforms do we have for Samuel to pitch his business idea?
There are no specific platforms in the country where you can actually pitch, but there are organizations that are in the space, which is basically whether they're providing equity finance or debt finance. And firstly, like I mentioned, you can also take your business idea to ZDA to list it so that any potential investors that come into the country will have an opportunity to look at it. There are other organizations that provide equity finance like Kukula Capital. So you could consider all those ones to be able to do this. Generally speaking, usually maybe once or twice a year, the country also has got investment forums, and these are a good place for you to pitch your ideas. There's one that is usually organized by PEP Zambia, which is a DFID supported program, and they have an annual conference for Africa and usually held in Zambia, which is basically where you can also pitch. But in essence, in terms of pitching, all you are basically asking is there a financial institution that I can take my pitch? So you could basically speak to financial institutions or a commercial bank to be able to pitch your idea.
Okay, now every company needs an angel, but this concept has not yet been embraced in Zambia. This could be maybe because our high net worth individuals don't really know where to get started when it comes to angel investing. That's what I'm talking about. I want us to discuss the critical need for angel investors in Zambia, and hopefully we're going to encourage some high net worth individuals to consider this option. Trevor, as you know, the primary source of early stage financing in many countries is angel financing. What role do angel investors play in ensuring a vibrant startup environment in a country's economy?
Angel investors are a very important source of funding, especially for small and medium enterprises. The only difference is that angel investors have got two considerations that they will have in terms of having to finance. And the first one speaks to social impact, which is the second one then speaks to the issue about having to have a certain amount of return in the investment that they're doing. However, the aspect of about having angel investors is also dependent on how well the market is developed. The problem that we have in our country is that our market is not, the financial market, which is a capital market, is not totally developed. So most high net worth individuals in this country have got a lot of options to be able to put their money into the treasury bills because that market is still not developed. What would usually happen in any other country is that if the market was developed, the return on the treasury bills would be so low that the angel investors would be looking at alternative areas to put their money in terms of investment. And that is what is going to drive them to have to look at the potential of where the private sector and SMEs has. That has not happened in our country. So any high net worth individual in this country will be quite comfortable to just go and put their money in the treasury bills because they will have a high return and there's no reason for them to take any risk with their SME.
You see, Trevor, angel investors, they play a very significant role in helping new businesses get off the ground. They don't just provide equity financing or debt financing, but they also provide their expertise through their knowledge and networks. So they provide some kind of mentorships for startups. And I believe this is something that is really lacking in our country because, as you know, the financial institutions that we are accustomed to do not lend to startups. So we do need individuals with wealth to really step in and fill this gap. What can you say, other than the fact that, yes, our, you know, capital markets are not well developed, what can you say to an individual who's wealthy and is listening to this program? How can we encourage them to step in and fill this gap?
The first thing that I normally say is that, especially from an entrepreneur's perspective, is that when you do actually looking for an angel investor, it is not necessarily the fact that you must be finding an angel investor who is going to give you funds. It is very well possible for you to find an angel investor who is just going to mentor you. So this is somebody who has got long-standing business in a specific industry, and they are able to mentor you. Recent research has shown that the rate of success for businesses is a lot higher for entrepreneurs that are between 40 and 50 years old, which basically is saying that in terms of having to succeed as an entrepreneur, you need to have long-standing experience. And one of the ways to mitigate this, if you're just starting as a young entrepreneur, is for you to have a mentor who has gotten to that position. And that is invaluable knowledge because they'll be able to drive you in a direction where you have got a greater chance of succeeding. And I think it is more valuable than the resources that you get because then it reduces the risk that you have in having to get your business to succeed. So I always always say to entrepreneurs, you don't actually have to go and firstly find a wealthy individual to be an angel investor. Even a mentor is actually an angel investor to you because they are giving you valuable knowledge that will drive your business to succeed.
Yeah, but many people are looking for money. For the past episodes, all the topics that have come through, and these are real issues coming from real Zambian SMEs, they all want financing. And we spoke to financial institutions. We spoke to a venture capital firm, Kukula Capital, and they all are not interested in startups. Who's going to fill this gap?
We have advocated for an issue where we need to be able to find ways to support SMEs. But there are a number of factors that need to come into play. Firstly, the organizations that are working towards supporting SMEs all need to come together and create an SME development fund that actually supports this, but which is structured in a way that it has mitigated the risk. I think for a very, very long time as a country, basically, we have looked to the outside to try and support this, and this has not worked for the country, and we need to be able to find local solutions. The mentorship, I always say, is yes, they are all looking for funding, but one of the things that you also find is that the person that is mentoring you will also be able to give you technical advice that will point you the right direction as to how you can get the funding. But before you want to go and get the funding, one of the challenges that the SMEs have is that their businesses are not funding ready in terms of their business plan, their financials. So a mentor will be able to help you and support you to be able to get past these challenges so that when you do actually go to the financial institution, you are ready to get the funding. And the mentor will also obviously know as to which best financial institution you need to be able to go. And they usually have the linkages to try and help you to achieve this. So I always think that the mentor is a very, very important aspect in terms of having to do this.
Thank you, Trevor. As we conclude, what advice do you have for Samuel and that listener who wants to exploit the investment opportunities we have in Zambia?
It must be a very long-term strategy. I mean, exploiting the potential in this country is that it is not very easy, especially in terms of having to get the funding to do this, but you must be able to strategize your position that you have got your long-term goal, and then you determine what it is that you need to do in the short term to get the long term. But as an entrepreneur, you must always appreciate that it's going to be very hard. You need to be passionate about it, but at some point you need to drive your agenda, and don't give up.
Don't give up indeed. Thank you so much, Trevor, for coming through to today's Ndalama Insights. Dear listener, this has been this week's Ndalama Insights. The key takeaways from today's discussion with Trevor have been there are so many opportunities in Zambia. He mentioned the mining sector, agriculture, and so many other areas that you can invest in. And for me, what I've gotten from Trevor is, as entrepreneurs, you need to get some kind of mentorship. Find people that can support you so you can learn from them and not just focus on financing alone. So it's really been insightful for us, I think, having done this episode. If you found us midway, please visit our website, www.insidepartnersafrica. You can download a podcast or a recorded episode of today's program and any other programs that we've done in the past.
That was your favorite radio show, Ndalama Insights, brought to you by Inside Partners Africa. If you missed anything, visit www.insidepartnersafrica.com for recorded episodes and join the Ndalama Insights Facebook page for upcoming topics. For comments and questions, WhatsApp 0977-445-604 or visit our offices at 6054 Sibweni Road, North Mint in Lusaka.